Well, Diana, we're going to talk about mothers today, the very valuable lessons we've learned from our mom. But first,
welcome to the Minimal Mom Podcast, where simplicity meets inspiration on your journey to a clutter-free and intentional life. Whether you're a seasoned minimalist or just starting your journey, we're here to help you create a life with less stuff and more meaning. This is the Minimal Mom Podcast.
I went to the UPS store before I came to your house, and the UPS store opened at 8 o'clock in the morning. I was there just before 9, and I'm walking in. No one was in there. A very nice gentleman greeted me. He's like, "Hi, how can I help you today?" And I had 2 Amazon returns. I had the QR codes ready to go and everything. So I said, "I bet you were just thinking to yourself, wow, I haven't done any Amazon returns for a little while." And he said, "Did you know that I've already done 50 today?" 50 Amazon returns in the first hour that they were open.
Not from the same person.
No, okay. That one wasn't.
Okay.
And again, it was one in the Twin Cities, like it was a metro location, but I was like 50. And he's like, "Yeah, you want to know something else?" He's like, "The record of any one person coming in that I've ever done was 48. That one person was returning." And he's like, "And she was not as organized as you are."
So. Well, and you have a return window. It's not like that was 2 years worth of purchases.
Oh, I didn't even think about that. That was 30 days max.
You can call and have them extend it, but still, this was in a reasonable amount of time.
Yeah. So he was like, "Hey, you don't have to try and beat that record." And I was like, "Well, at least if I do, I'll go to a different store with the return service."
But do you, I always do this, do you have all of your QR codes or return things saved like in your photos?
Yeah, I have them ready to go. Yeah. Or sometimes I even print them out and just use masking tape to put them on each one.
Wow, yeah.
And I know sometimes people are like, "How do you have so many Amazon returns?" Because I try out different things and our kids order things and then I return them. I think 80% of the stuff I order on Amazon I return.
80?
Probably. 70?
I mean, you also live out in the country.
Yes. So I probably order more on there. Yeah. Maybe 60 I return.
Oh, wow, Dawn. Yeah. Okay. You don't like really leave it in the basket, think about it.
No, so I do this thing. Do you do this where it's like, okay, like this sweater is not from Amazon, but the one I've been wearing recently, I get it in different sizes and colors. And okay. Then I want to be able to compare right then. And I know myself, I'm diligent with my Amazon returns. I'll get it back in time. So it's like free to try it on at home. I'm not saying this is a good idea or that I even want to, we've talked about fast fashion. Like I don't want to, and I've been trying to get less from there, but there are times where it is just easier. And currently I have a couple tops from there that I really like. So
I've actually been really proud of myself. I've been trying to leave things in my cart. Or if I am purchasing something, I make sure to save it for my Amazon delivery day to try to, you know, group them mm-hmm. together. And my Amazon returns, I think, are down by like to 20% of what they used to be.
That's pretty
just
good.
Just by being more thoughtful. And then mm-hmm. it's harder for me. This is probably it. It's harder for me to get to. Well, yeah. And they charge us now. So some you don't get charged for UPS. I get charged to return at UPS $1.
Oh,
I think it's because of your proximity, because okay. I have a Kohl's retail store, and so that's
free. They want
free,
you to go there, yeah.
Which to me is, I can think of nothing worse.
Oh, gross.
Then I have to
Kohl's?
Like.
They're just trying to get you to shop in there.
You know what the worst
there.
Thing I think is, whenever I pull up to Kohl's, which I don't care if you shop at Kohl's, like it's, but my thing with doing returns there is I can never remember which doors to go in.
I know.
And so it's just the efficiency of it is such a mental block. But if I have to pay $1 to return something, that's been limiting.
That's good.
They should charge, I think, is the moral of the story. Maybe
and they
clothing
are,
being an exception.
Yeah, no, I have heard rumors that they might. Okay, one last topic real quick, and then we are going to move on to Mother's Day. But you and I did a video a little over a week ago, 2 weeks ago, and it was how to stop shopping. And then it also had Mother's Day gifts in there. And the feedback was... Diana's my sounding board. I wish everyone could have a twin sister because there were some grumbly comments in there. And I don't generally get grumbly comments too often. Or I don't look for them. They usually sink to the bottom. And that was the first time probably in about 4 years that I logged into my YouTube dashboard and my subscribers had gone down. So people had actually unsubscribed from that video. And Diana, initially I was like, well, that sucks. Like I put out a lot of free content, you know, like just trying
one
to help
video.
Everyone.
Yeah.
And then I was like, good for you. I would rather have you unsubscribe and vote with your subscription than to leave negative comments, because I can handle negative comments totally fine. I don't like when then others get drawn in, because so many of you friends, because see, you're still subscribed, right? So I can talk to you.
We're close.
Yeah. You are so kind to defend me, you know? And you're just like, hey guys, chill out a little bit, right? But so I honestly, come go, it's totally fine. I am here to serve those who like want to get their house changed. And I can see where people are coming from. They're like, dude, that's a little distasteful. You're like giving tips how to stop buying. And they're like, and by the way, here's our Mother's Day gift guide.
Well, right? And I think this is where the people that have been with you for a really long time, they know your heart. And so they were like, Dawn was genuinely trying to help with both. Like help the spending that's, what's the word?
Impulsive. Yeah.
Genuinely trying to help, even like what I was just saying, leaving things in the cart, paying $1 to return it. Those are things that help with impulse buying. And then you were genuinely trying to offer Mother's Day gifts that you thought people would really enjoy. Mm-hmm. And so I think, but then I understand how putting those two in the same video, some people felt like that was a conflict. But again, I think the people who really know you, know your heart, and that both were actually intended to be helpful.
And honestly, most of the comments that were even pointing that out, like, hey, not cool. We're very kind. Like all of you, even if you're like, oh, maybe I should let her know. Cause we're friends now. Right. And like a good friend, like lets the other friend know, like, hey, don't wear that. Like it doesn't look good. And so they were so kind. And also like, I think we all, I think the lesson here is we don't have to agree with everyone on everything. Yep. Click away, man. Right. Yep. Like if ever I do anything that you're like, ugh, gross, then by all means, leave the video. Like, we can see analytics. Like, we know when people are leaving. We know if they aren't watching it. And honestly, if a video is not good, YouTube does not promote it. Yeah. So you're voting by unsubscribing. You're voting by leaving the video. That sends messages to YouTube. And so do it. Like, that's cool. But actually, also, there were some really good gift ideas in there.
I thought they were helpful. I didn't even think of it when we were recording the video, which is funny. But I was thinking about this topic because I recently hit a milestone on the subscribers on my channel, which
50,000. That's awesome. That's huge.
Subscribers actually don't matter. Yeah. Like they don't change your views. They don't change the way YouTube presents you, anything like that. What you watch actually affects that. Mm-hmm. If you want to really promote someone like Dawn's content, just watch it and share it. But subscribers, I was kind of thinking about this. I'm like, it's when you subscribe, you're like giving a hug. It is just kind of like, you know what? We appreciate you. Yeah. And it's more social credibility when other people discover you. But negative comments, as much as we try not to care and to keep it all in perspective and you can't please everyone. And sometimes it's more, it's not even like someone's trying to be adversarial. They just maybe misunderstood or have a different perspective.
Yeah.
Those are just like a big kick in the shin.
They stick with you.
They do. And you try hard not to. And you have people that are close to you and, you know, and we don't live and die by them. But so anyway, just to help keep things in perspective, when you subscribe, it is like a big hug and we really appreciate it. And it's just kind of a attaboy, keep on going.
It's like you're part of the team. You're like, I believe in this message and let's try and get it out in front of more women.
So anyway, I just wanted to share that.
Yeah, it's good. So we will link to some of, I'll put some of those ideas for Mother's Day because like Trades of Hope, so cool. Actually, do you want to grab those earrings there? This is fun. I don't know if I should show this or not. I don't have permission, but we're working on, I have these earrings I used to always
wear. Are they out yet?
This?
Yeah.
No, it's a prototype.
Oh, it's not available.
Oh. We're working on my own earrings that kind of are similar to the ones I used to always wear that people loved, but I didn't want to promote them really. Well, they're not even available anymore. So we're working on our own. And so it's been so fun. And so Trades of Hope is phenomenal. Anyways, we don't have to go on about that. But Diana, did you see this? I'm curious. Diana's like very conscious of appearance and clothing and makeup and hair and all this. And I'm not so much, right? But I did get a mother's necklace.
Aww.
And I thought you would think it was tacky.
I love it. And I love how you have them all. I think how you have them all layered.
Yeah. Do you like the layered necklace look?
No. Okay. Is it the older you get, the more sentimental you get?
Bro, I think
or maybe as your kids get older, you maybe want to keep them a little closer to your heart.
Well, it's that. And also, I always had hoped we would add more kids to our family. So then I'm like, well, you can't commit to a mother's necklace or a mother's ring or something if you're like thinking like, hey, there might be another kid out there that might join the team, you know? And now I'm pretty resigned to that, which is fine. Like the Lord knows.
You know what I was thinking about that? Because our youngest is 6 months, our number four baby.
Wow.
So our oldest turned 6 last week and our youngest turned 6 months, 4 kids. And we're just so grateful. And then a friend of mine just had a baby and I was like, I want more.
Seriously?
Can you believe it?
Really?
And we are done. Like, I physically just can't handle it. Like,
physically you won't have any more. But you guys have talked about adoption.
Oh, yeah. I really believe the Lord is still going to bring more kids to our family, yeah. Whatever that looks
okay,
like.
Okay, and real quick. I honestly feel like a jerk kind of sometimes being like, I want more kids. Bring me all the babies. Because like we each have four healthy kids. We are so blessed. We have so much more than we.
So what I wanted to identify with, I think there's actually a ton of moms that are like, I wish I would have had more kids. Yeah. I know several people close to me anyway. And I was I was surprised how strong that feeling was. And I know sometimes, again, for me, like, it's physically, I just cannot bear any more children. Some people it's financially or it's just other reasons relationally. Yeah. That season ends maybe before you're ready. So even at Mother's Day, I feel like some of us might be feeling that tug or when someone close to you has a baby. Actually, I think I was just watching a show.
Oh no.
And they had a baby. And of course that just glamorizes it. Like, I mean, but anyway, and so it was just funny to feel those feelings, but I think a lot of people can relate to you of like, oh yeah, I thought there would be more. I would have loved to have more.
So. Yeah. So we'll see. And actually, switching gears, I want to share some parenting tips that I think our parents did so well. And our parents had wanted to have more kids. Yeah. It was really like such a huge blessing that my mom was able to have twins and get 2 for 1. And then she was not supposed to have any more kids because of some health stuff she had going on. And then it was like, oh, surprise, our brother came along 2 years later. So it wasn't supposed to happen. I want both of us to share what we think they did well, because what's interesting is we are so different, you and I.
Yeah.
We are 100% the same DNA, and yet we could not be more different.
Yeah.
And so I definitely think we both experienced our parents and our childhood a little bit differently.
For sure.
You know, it's Mother's Day. I want to talk about mom, but like on any given Saturday, I was more likely to go with dad and you to stay home.
Yeah.
With mom. And so what's something that sticks out though to you that you think she did like incredibly well?
Always, always, always there for us. And also I think being realistic about what our family could afford, could commit to. I mean, I remember crying in sixth grade on the first day of school when we couldn't join the soccer team. And we had, but she said, you will join in seventh grade. Mm-hmm. But she just knew physically we were out in the country, like the driving, everything. She was able to say no.
Yeah.
And know what our family could handle in that season. Mm-hmm. And I don't remember being resentful. I remember being disappointed.
Sad a little. Yeah.
But I wasn't resentful. But you know what? The next year, she made it happen.
Yeah.
And I mean, it was a big sacrifice, again, just because of the drive. She would have to stay in town. We call it staying in town.
Yeah.
Go to town after work.
Yeah.
And she wasn't physically well, because of some sickness she was dealing with chronically. And so, financial costs, she would have to be extremely careful with our budget. And even all those trips to town, it was costly. And so I feel like they had a really good balance of trying to afford the things that we really wanted, but knowing where we were, the season we were in, and what was best for the family as a whole.
Yeah, I mean, we became very familiar with Kmart layaway. Right? Like school shopping. And I agree. She did a great job because we often think our kids want us to sacrifice her. I think we were so grateful she didn't like go into debt or spend money she didn't have.
Yeah.
Because that wouldn't have felt good to us either. Like we really respected that she did as much as she could, but most often we didn't have the name brand clothes and shoes until we could pay for them ourselves and stuff. And it was actually okay. And I think looking back, we're really grateful for that experience because in a way it set us apart where people weren't drawn to us because of our things or our stuff. We had personality and we cared about people and we listened to them and we were creative in so many ways because of that. And so you really felt like people appreciated you for you. Now, I think, again, you cared more about a parent, so it's harder for you than it was for me.
You know, I probably hunted a little harder at the thrift store to find the name brand shoes, you know, or when the bag of clothes would come from the neighbors. Like, I was probably the first one in there, like, do we have any gems? But along those lines, I feel like there's never been more pressure on parents to say yes. I know one of my friends ended up going on a spring break trip this year that they couldn't afford, but because she felt like her kids were saying, all the kids are going on trips, why we're the only ones not going on a trip. And my heart really went out to her because I just feel like it's a very, very difficult balance. And there's a ton of pressure right now, more so than ever. Even we feel it when we see people online, you know, and what they have. And so there's just a ton of pressure. So being able to walk that line, but know that our kids can handle it and that they'll actually even be grateful for it. And delayed gratification is super real and is an awesome thing, too, that you can teach.
Absolutely. I mean, I know we've talked about this before, but one year our parents were like, okay, you can get new bikes. We had always only had secondhand bikes. And they're like, if you work and pay for half of it, we will pay for the other half. And so what that looked like, the real only opportunity we had in early middle school or late elementary, I don't know, to earn money was to wash pig trailers. So our grandpa had a trucking business. They transported livestock, pigs. And at the end of each day, they would come back home and the trailers had to be pressure washed out. Now, I mean, if you think back to that job, even for us, we're short. You couldn't stand up on all the levels. So you're dragging a pressure washer in you're washing out pig poop. And it's going everywhere because it's a pressure washer and you're spraying it into corners. And
it's not sanitary. Thinking back on it, even you talking about it right now, I feel so uncomfortable. And like, thank God you can't go back in time and call CBS because you'd be like, you're letting your kids get covered in, pig manure.
Mixed with
lots of water and sawdust. Yeah. And we wore rain gear.
My dad was great. He like fully equipped us. Yeah. But we would make $10 and it was a little over an hour of work. That was great money back then.
Well, $15 if it had three levels.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
So $10 for the two level ones, $15 for the three level ones.
Yeah.
So he would load us up. We would go a couple miles to grandma and grandpa's house after school and we'd go wash those things out and make good money.
And so we very quickly saved up for our half of the bikes and then we went to Kmart and.
But you know what happened? They were on sale. But mom didn't have enough to get them when they were on sale. So she actually had to wait. And then we got them off sale. So she made up the difference.
She paid more.
That was the life.
Such a great parent.
I can see that bike clearly in my head.
We took such good care of those bikes.
Yeah.
I mean, they lasted the longest. We would put them away at night, like into the chicken coop or the garage. Yeah. We took such good care of them and we cared so much because we had worked and we knew our parents had worked and sacrificed.
They might still be in the garage somewhere.
I kind of wonder. They were so cool. We thought they were so cool.
Don's was white with speckles.
Like kind of paint splatters.
Purple with some
bright neon pink. It would be so in style right now too. Well, and I think for me, it was that because our mom had, so both of our parents worked full time. It was not uncommon for our mom to have a second job in the evenings doing bookkeeping. And then they farmed full time. And so, I mean, talk about hardworking parents. And then our mom had health challenges too. And so they relied on us, but not in a way where you sometimes hear about kids being taken advantage of or having to work more than they should. But we were all vital members of our family team. And so it was common for us to cook dinner at night. Definitely we cleaned. And our mom will, I mean, I know she's listening now. She will apologize still to this day. Like, oh, you guys had to do too much. That wasn't fair. And we're like, please don't take that away from us. Because as a child, when you feel needed, then you feel like I have a place in this world. I am needed. I have skills. Wow. Our parents are trusting us to cook dinner and to do all these things. And we knew most of our friends didn't have to do those same things. But it wasn't in a way where we felt resentful or like we were having to do too much. I felt like it really, that has led to my self-confidence of feeling needed and important.
Well, and it's actually one of the big things we can do to help our kids. Like, there's nothing we can do to safeguard our kids from making choices that we wouldn't make or to go astray or whatever you might, how you look at it. But one of the biggest things we can do is help them to have identity within the family structure because then they're not as likely to be looking for it in other places. Mm-hmm. And I don't know, it may seem overly simplistic that chores, you know, family game nights, you know, whatever that might be, could help with, you know, some of those big things that we're facing right now. But I know for us, like, we really had a ton of confidence. And it wasn't because our parents were saying how special we were or how good at, you know, whatever we were. I mean, we were actually really good at school, but that wasn't what they actually
that's emphasized. Not where our identity came
yeah,
from.
Yeah, it was just and being it, part of the
it
family.
Wasn't from team sports either. I think yeah. we often think like, well, kids have to be in sports because that's where they learn teamwork. No, no. You learn teamwork at home when you're trying to work with your twin sister to make dinner and you're like, if you cook the rice, I'll brown the hamburger.
Every
and like,
night.
You know, like we're like dividing up the tasks. And why is that there? I have to clean the living room, but you can't leave all your stuff in there if I'm cleaning it, you know,
wow.
like, and I see that with our own kids. Now that's teamwork. And that is more representative of the working world that they're someday going.
Yes.
Soccer was a joke.
A it vacation.
Was a, yeah. Like this is all we have to do today. We had some great coaches along
yeah.
the way and we're grateful for them and what they do. There's lessons to be learned there too, but we learned way more at home having responsibility. And I know I've talked
about
this.
Sports are fun. Let's be honest.
Yes.
Doing dishes every night is not fun.
Right.
But learning the reality of what it takes to run a family and a household and what real life is like, mm-hmm. I think, yeah, there's, okay, we're getting harsh, you know?
Yeah.
We also had to walk uphill both ways to school.
Well,
we actually did have a hill. The bus
did drop us off at the bottom of the hill in the afternoon. We had to walk up.
Okay.
No, I think often we don't know what our kids are capable of. And so I remember Adeline was 8 or 9 and we were watching a YouTube video of Darcy Isabella. And she's a pretty extreme minimalist. She doesn't make videos right now. But her daughter, Francesca, was on it, and Francesca made a full meal. Like, she was so excited. She was making the full meal for dinner. And Adeline was watching, and she's like, yeah, but she must be, like, 9 or 10, or she's, like, older than Adeline was. And I was, like, looking in the comments in the description. I'm like, no, I think she's the same age. And then we found out, like, Francesca was 8 at the time. And that same night, Adeline's like, well, I'm going to make dinner. And honestly, it had not even occurred to me that an 8-year-old
yeah.
was capable of making a meal. But that started the path. And she started cooking and baking, and she still loves it so much. She was so proud of what she was making. And even now, like the kids, like they make lunches like during our homeschool days when they go to my mom, yeah. our parents' house for homeschool. Some days they rotate. And like the other day, my mom's like, Corbin made hot dish. He was so proud of it. Of course, we call it hot dish, right? Casserole.
Did he brown the hamburger?
Egg noodles and hamburger and spaghetti sauce, right? Like our go-to. And she was like, he was so proud of himself.
Yeah.
And, you know, school has not come as easily to Corbin. We've had to just work through a lot of things.
Yeah.
But it gave him so much confidence. And
yeah.
so, again, we just don't always know what our kids are capable. And so I think...
Well, and I think because you, especially your oldest, right? Like, you're used to seeing them as a baby and a toddler and a preschooler. And so sometimes it's hard to, like, update the operating system. Like,
yeah.
oh, wait. Like, even now
yeah.
we're trying to get the kids to help with loading the dishwasher and stuff. They're 6 and 4. Our 18-month-old puts dishes away probably better
yeah.
than them. She actually gets really excited about it.
Yeah.
And so it just, yeah, sometimes you got to just kind of update and know what's possible. But yeah.
And I think something else mom did really well. She celebrated us really well.
Yeah.
Birthdays were a big deal, but not a big budget. Like she
no.
was very creative. She would go to school. I mean, our 16th birthday, she decorated our lockers. She would have treats that we could bring to our class. And so she always made a big deal, but it didn't have to cost a lot.
Mom decorated our lockers?
Do you not remember that?
No.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. She had like streamers and balloons on them and like a
so
sign.
She went in like early?
Yeah. She went in, like the office gave her permission and to go to our lockers.
How did she get there before us?
I don't know if it was before us, but
how
it was during the day.
I remember this.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, baby's brain is formed. I heard, well... Some people say it comes back. Some people don't.
That's not encouraging.
I'm a little disillusioned.
We'll go with it comes back.
Yeah. It has to.
Yeah. And I think something else is, you know, we grew up very modestly. We always had all of our needs met, and I'm grateful. We had enough food. But also, our parents never drew attention to the fact that others had more. They were never like, oh, that person has a new vehicle, must be nice. Or, you know, somehow implying that, like, oh, well, they got that dishonestly, or they shouldn't have gotten that.
Or why did they
comparing.
Get to go on vacations and we don't?
Yeah.
And even our dad, even in his family, was kind of the worker bee, but we never heard him speak resentfully of, you know, his responsibility versus his, you know,
mm-hmm.
siblings or anything like that. Yeah, ever.
Yeah. No, they were very positive and optimistic, didn't draw attention to the fact that we didn't have as much. And I really appreciate that looking back, because we would kind of experience maybe with other relatives or other people.
Mm-hmm.
And we're like, oh, wow, they're like always pointing out like, why do they have that? Why don't, you know, we get that? Yeah. And if anything, we could have, I mean, we were the ones that usually had the least. We'd go to Christmas at my grandma's and our cousins would have like bring the new things they had gotten for gifts. And I'm sure that was not easy for our parents to watch that and to know. But again, I look back and I'm like, thank you, Mom and Dad, for not taking that life experience away from us. That was just part of like our experience. And it was okay for us to learn how to navigate that.
Well, and looking back, our cousin's parents didn't have much more than us. So they probably couldn't afford it either. But so for our parents, again, to be able to model delayed gratification, saving, buying things used, I think that probably is that and hard work are probably the two things that have really carried us.
Well, and also helping others. I mean, we, and you know, Diana's doing her whole challenge right now, which is not too late to join in, and we'll get you her email list and stuff if you want to participate in that. But whether it was through 4-H and lots of opportunities to serve through that, or literally just people would call and they're like, we need help with this or that. Mm-hmm. Our parents were always willing to help. And again, they didn't grunt once in a while. My mom would be like, Mark, you're not going to do that again, right? Like, but mostly like any opportunity to help others, they were like, okay, what do we got to do? And so that was pretty cool too.
We're doing this fun challenge in May. I'm challenging myself to serve somebody every single day. So I put together a little calendar. You can just do a couple days. You don't have to do every day like me. I do kind of feel like I'm tapping into our inner family because even our grandparents were that way. Mm-hmm. But it takes on a life of its own. Mm-hmm. I am like hunting for good to do now, and I feel ready. Like I've just because I've given it a little bit of thought. Anyway, it's fun. So we can put the link and you can join us.
Yeah. And actually, Diana has a really interesting video she just put out too about like our perception of, and I heard and what things influence our perception of the world.
You do not see reality.
Well,
it's
proven. Yeah. I heard a quote the other day that said, we don't see the world as it is. We see the world as we are. Like and so it was so fun, like all the different ways that our perception is warped, basically.
And I feel like I've been living this the last several years with being pregnant or having newborns, because one of the truths is if you're physically tired, or even if you're carrying like a weighted backpack, if there is a hill in front of you, you will perceive it as longer and steeper than it actually is because of your own physical feelings.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of us are a little weary right now. Yeah. And so then when we look out, we're like big, scary, crazy. And so that's where the serving thing, like the whole idea was like, we just got to reconnect with humanity, reconnect. And as I get out in the world more, I'm like, this is great.
Yeah.
Like people are great. They're not
you know,
mean and difficult and contentious. Like it has been so refreshing.
Yeah. No, the 0.001% really ruin it for everyone else, you know? And probably
in reality television shows, it turns out. Because they're so contentious. But what it does when we view them is it actually changes our perception on people and how they interact with one another. It's fascinating.
We also
think there's more police officers and doctors and lawyers in the world than there actually are. And it's actually extremely unlikely that you'll die a violent death. Okay, just the research shows.
Well, now they don't have to watch your video.
No, I just gave it
you
all
can't
to
help
you.
It.
Like, just the world is much better.
Yeah.
So drink a soda and it'll be even better.
Yeah, okay. And people really are much better and even than what YouTube comments sometimes reflect to do, right? And probably that's the last thing is there was literally never a day or a minute that went by that we didn't know that we were loved.
Ever.
This sounds so naive to say, but I was in my 20s before I understood that not all people grew up with parents that love them. I just thought like parent equals love. It's just how it is. It's just how the world works. And I did not realize that. I am so sorry if you grew up in a house where all this we're talking about was not your norm.
Yeah.
It's so sad. Again, as we're looking at our own kids and how we're parenting, it's just like, man, if they just know they're loved, they're accepted, they're seen, they're heard in your home, you are getting so much right.
And never, ever, ever said a negative thing or cut us down or said you're this or that.
Did like, shame us? No, ever. We would. My mom would chase us around with a pancake flipper, like a spatula sometimes. Like if we were fighting or she would lose her cool sometimes, but it was never in a... she never shamed us. It was never, you're horrible kids or anything. It was just like, what are you doing? Like, stop it, you know?
Your behavior.
So again, we can even lose our cool sometimes as parents, but we're not doing it in a way that ever challenges who our kids are and, you know, how much they're cared for and loved and how good they are.
And here we are now.
See, Mom.
Thanks, Mom.
You did a good job. You turned out all right. We could have Eric here too and be like, well done. Like, you did awesome.
One of the nicest comments we've ever received is, I wish I could be your mom.
Aww.
Isn't that so nice?
It is nice.
Yeah.
That would be nice.
But your nice comments are. They're like little hugs and
We're so grateful.
Yeah.
And we really do appreciate when you subscribe. So this channel, I have a separate channel for the podcast. So if you haven't subscribed to this one, it does help to reach more people and to get out there. So I would appreciate you. Also, some people have said like, hey, who's that man voice at the beginning? And his name is Kurt. We got to work with him when we worked in radio.
Coolest guy ever. He
was like the station voice. And so when I started doing this and I wanted to like have a little voice at the end, I'm like, oh, I wonder if Kurt would do it for us. And so that's been really fun. But if you're wondering, why is there a dude at the beginning?
He's an old radio friend.
And yeah, he's not that coolest. Old. But
I mean, old friend. Kurt, you're not old.
He's great. So anyways, so that's been kind of fun too. But we are so grateful for you. And what is great about your mom? And what do you think you are getting right as a mom? It's so fun to hear that down below. Yeah. Like, we need to encourage one another because we're doing a way better job than we think we are. And so keep it up. Also, had a fascinating interview with Melanie from Be Screen Strong about phones and screens and all that. If you haven't caught that podcast episode, it is a must listen.
And it's not guilt, it's tools.
No, it's so helpful.
Yeah, it's empowering.
It's really helpful information to help you stand your ground because we know we have this intuition as parents, like this is bad news bears, and it's true, and you need to stick to your guns, and you need to know there's other people that are doing that too. So, and honestly, our 14-year-old Adeline, she thanks us that she does not have Instagram and a regular phone. She's like, I see my friends, how preoccupied they are with it. And so already at the age of 14, she has recognized it and thanks us for it. And it's not too late. Even if your kids have had that stuff, you can go back. You can go backwards. And Melanie gives great ideas for that as well. All right. Well, we love you. Happy Mother's Day if you celebrate or any of the ways that you are a woman in someone else's life. So grateful for you. All right. Well, we love you. Have a good day. And we'll see you again soon.
Thank you so much for joining us today. If you're looking for more support, be sure to check out The Minimal Mom on YouTube too. And we'll see you next time.